Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hello, everybody.
And also with us is our friend Brittany.
Hey, guys.
We're here today to cover the, fourth issue of Wonder Woman?
Sounds good.
Yeah. If you'd like to check out our last three episodes, last three issues, go check out our last three episodes. The reason why I asked that is because I'm reading it, and I'm pretty sure where you're reading it, Ron, it just has the title or the cover page, but doesn't have a number on it.
Correct.
So,
which is why I had no idea how many of them I'd read, and I didn't feel like going back through and looking. So I just kept reading.
That is fair. So let's get
into it. We were left on a cliffhanger in the last episode. The house was crumbling down on top of Vanessa, Julia, and Diana.
It was decaying, some would say.
Only you would say.
I would say.
Anyways, and Decay was trying to kill her, obviously. But luckily, Diana's super fast, super strong, super smart, gets everybody out of the house.
It's like she has the speed of Hermes and the strength of...
somebody strong.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say Hercules, but wait, that's not part of the thing.
Wait. No. I mean, technically he did bang her mom, so...
Maybe.
There might be a little Herc juice in there.
I was actually... My problem was I was doing the Shazam thing.
Gotcha.
Each letter is for a god, and I totally ruined my own joke there. So, anyway.
That's okay. We're used to it.
Normal. Yeah, so Decay destroys Julia's home. And she claims Diana's tiara for her own, and then flies off. And so, of course, Wonder Woman's...
The point of that being, she's going to make the people of the city think that symbol stands for the destruction and everything she's doing as a villain, and Diana won't be able to use that as her signature look anymore.
Oh, I see. I did not put that together. Mm-hmm. Especially since later on when they name her, because right now she's still not named. It's
no,
like she's just Diana.
Not Decay.
Yeah. She's just Diana. We don't get the Wonder Woman title until issue 6 or 7 or something like that. I don't remember.
It's a little while.
It's the next. It's the next issue, isn't it?
I think it's 5. Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's one of the reporters. Anyways, we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. But so having the tiara as the symbol is, I didn't put that together. But I mean, it makes sense.
It also says that in the middle panel, the symbol of your power, now the symbol of my power.
Ah, okay. It's also been like a week since I read this. So.
No, that's fine. I was just like, I'm not that smart. It's in the book.
We'd have just let you have it.
I know, but then I feel dishonest.
It's only dishonest if you are lying about it. You're just admitting it. There's a difference.
It's not what Wonder Woman would do.
We go to Mount Olympus for a quick second, and the gods are in a bit of a turmoil. Obviously, Ares is making his play. Zeus is not caring because Zeus. But this is also in a time where the only people that recognize the gods are the Amazons. Like, everybody else doesn't believe in them. So the gods' power is waning.
Except for Ares, because we still always have war.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And it doesn't actually matter if they, worship him or not, because as long as they're acting in war, they're supporting him.
Yeah. And the gods obviously die without enough attention, like my cats.
Oh my god, I'm a god. Anyways.
Wow. Okay. But yeah, so they're in they're putting all their faith in Diana to stop Ares. But the problem is they can't help either, which is I find interesting. Like all they gotta do is give her some just like a path. Just a clear path.
Well, I mean, they gave her the lasso. And okay. They gave her life. And they gave her superpowers.
They could step in if they wanted to. Ares steps in.
Ares has more power than they do because he still has believers, because he's still got technical warships every time somebody gets slain in battle. And
I think what it is, too, is she's supposed to overcome Ares on her own. And
she is.
They give her all the tools that they can.
Yeah. And you're correct.
Often do it better. But Diana is also like, OMG, this is real life, and I don't know if I'm ready. And she's all nervous about what's about to happen.
We go back to Etta, and she is trying to figure out what's going on because Steve is charged for killing the colonel. He's charged for stealing that plane. And then I think he was charged for something else. So he's going to be brought up on charges once they find him. I guess aiding and abetting, or not aiding and abetting. What's the word where he runs away?
AWOL.
There we go. Thank you. And so Etta is trying to figure out what exactly is going on. And she comes across the Ares project, something that she knew nothing about. And
I just like to point out that all the pictures she took with that camera were going to be shit.
Why do you say that?
Oh, because I used to have a camera similar to that when I was a kid. And in that lighting, even with the light on those things, it's going to come out all shitty and blurry. And
that's fair.
I mean, that was also like a very long time ago, those kind of cameras. So it probably would not be the greatest.
Correct.
Just saying.
So as she's leaving the office, the sergeant stops her and is showing her the news reels and what's going on. And it's basically warrant destruction, all of what Decay is doing fighting Wonder Woman. And
they called it the Rot Riot. Like right down there at the bottom of the screen.
Yeah, I saw that.
Anyways.
And so we go back to the K flying over the city, destroying everything. Wonder Woman or Diana jumping in and saving
people. And yeah.
And then they, obviously this is Wonder Woman's first appearance on camera, first appearance to the world. And everybody is surprised. Everybody is shocked. Well, also seeing a goddess, two goddesses, or is Decay a demigod?
She's a Gorgon.
Okay. I mean, they don't know it's a Gorgon, but these two powerful beings fighting each other. I think somebody even, I don't know if they say something here or in later issue, but they mentioned something about Superman.
Well, it sure ain't Superman.
There you go.
It says, who is that? Well, it sure ain't Superman. Right down there at the bottom of the page.
Yeah. So you know, Superman has been around, which we know that. We just covered him in the last couple arcs. So yeah, it's pretty. I like the connectivity of everything. I like how everything is. This was their.
It's almost like they live in the same universe.
Well, considering what came before Crisis and everything was just everywhere. They could tell a story from, like, your Wonder Woman issue, what, 300 to 305 was one arc, and then, like, 306 to 312 was going to be, like, some arc, like, years prior. Like, just the fact that everything is starting to be
chronological.
Yeah. Yes. Which I really enjoy. That's my whole thing. So, I like it. So we get the fight between Decay and Wonder Woman, which after some...
After Wonder Woman realizes battle, she can't touch Decay without, you know, herself decaying. She's like, what if I take my brand new lasso, whip it around this bitch and fucking kill her?
There's your... Yep, I was gonna... Yep.
Asphyxiation?
There we go. God damn it, Underhard.
But this is not quite erotic asphyxiation.
I don't know. Decay might have been into it.
Yeah, but if you were in Decay, I mean, it wouldn't be erotic.
That's
like the epitome of your dick falling off right there.
Yeah. So,
anyways.
So Wonder Woman grabs her tiara back, and as soon as she puts it on...
Bitch, this is mine.
She thinks that she's being attacked by the Flashing Thunder when... All it is just reporters with picture cameras.
Well, it's the old bulb. It's the, you know, the flashbulb cameras. Yep.
And she's being bombarded, similar to how Superman was when he first appeared. And she's like, I gotta get away. And so she, you know, flies away. I like Phobos and Deimos. Basically, this quick panel with them, how Deimos is just like, yeah, you fucked up, Phobos. Like,
no, you're gonna die.
Yeah, he basically kicks him into
a fountain of bile.
Thank you. And not something, shall we say, more permanent. So he didn't kill his brother, but he definitely wanted him to suffer for a little bit. Because he ruined his plans, you know? So,
and then on the next page is where we get the tagline of Wonder Woman.
Thank you.
It's a newspaper, the Boston Globe Leader, and the editor and the reporter, I guess, are sitting there and they're trying to figure out. They're like, well, you know, we've got, you know, we can't call her Superwoman because, you know, we've already got, you know, Superman, and that's just, you know, cliche. And then we're like, and we can't call her Hawk or
Birdwoman.
Birdwoman,
already a Hawk Woman, which I'll have to go find that, track that one down.
And then the one chick's like, what about the double W? I mean, Superman has the S on his chest for identification, so why not double W for her? We're going to need something catchy, something easily remembered.
B-dubs. Oh, wait. So, yeah, so Wonder Woman gets her moniker. Yay!
Wonder Woman!
Woo! It was reflex.
Fair. So we've got the general or colonel or whoever was watching over Trevor in the hospital following Edda and realizing that she may know where Steve is. And she unwillingly, unknowingly takes him to Trevor. They're in this cabin and Trevor is transfixed on the television. Because he sees Diana, it's like, that's the woman that saved me. We have to go to her. We have to find her. And so they leave, and the general, colonel, whatever military guy follows suit. Then we get the hospital with Julia and Vanessa, and the doctors have no idea how to help Vanessa. It's like, she's just still eight, like they've stopped
She's
the aging
so
process.
Old. No, they haven't stopped the aging process yet. They've slowed it down.
Okay. But she's still, you know, 12 years old, but her body is
older than Steve's. Oh. No, I'm just kidding. She's not dead.
Damn. We get Wonder Woman showing back up and talking to Julia. I know, and this is, I guess, more of an opinion. But Julia leaves the hospital and goes helps Diana. I don't know if I would have left my... I know there's really nothing that could be done on her end except for sit there and wait, but I don't know if I would have left, you know?
Yeah, no, I understand that. And I'm not sure that... because she didn't know that... You know, I assume that she was thinking that, you know, if Diana could figure this out, she could help her out.
Yes, I think you're right. So that may have been why this is her way of helping. This is the only way she knows she can help.
I think that's some of her motivation, like, you know, going back, seeing if Diana has answers, because this is something related to what she brought onto them in a way.
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh, wait, I can't understand you. We have to start this process over.
Yeah.
Why can't you speak English?
So I was mistaken. The guy following Edda and Steve was not that colonel that was after them before. It was actually a friend of Edda and Steve. And we find out here because Edda and Steve make their way to Diana and the Capitellus summer home or winter home or something.
Yeah, this is the winter home. The summer home got
destroyed.
Yeah.
But
it's convenient because it just turned winter.
Yeah, right. Edda gets knocked out by this guy, Michaelis?
Yeah, Michaelis.
Okay. So we get him holding a gun over Edda as she's knocked out.
Unconscious Edda, yeah.
Yeah, knocked out against the car. It's not a good ending. I mean, it's a cliffhanger ending, but it's like not a good ending for him and for Steve, because it definitely seems like this is bad.
It's almost like you ruined the cliffhanger.
I did. I realized that midway through my thing, but
can't change kind of gonna, now. I'm committed.
Nope. Can't.
Something that I kind of liked in this at the end of this issue was the fact that Diana got a jumper and leggings and boots. And Julia's like, so you aren't impervious to cold, which makes me feel better about when I'm dressed up as Wonder Woman. And I'm like, it is really cold being out on Free Comic Book Day this year and knowing that she would probably also be cold because she's not running around saving the world.
It's really cold, but also remember, when you're dressed up like Wonder Woman, it's really hot.
So I've always been a component of Wonder Woman having the, you know, when they came out in New 52 in the Justice League and she had pants.
Yeah.
And, well, they threw that in there at the end just before Flashpoint. Like, I thought that suit worked well. Like, that was a cool suit.
Mm-hmm.
But too many nerds or too many, well,
horny.
There you go.
Yeah.
Horny guys in their mom's basement were like, no, Wonder Woman has to be in the onesie. Yeah. Like, motherfucker, grow up.
Well, I think it's more realistic her having those leggings / long pants, right? Because it is so much easier to do a workout in that than, like,
having your underwear right up your ass the whole time.
Yeah, it is very.
It goes
from the Wonder panties to the Wonder thong and like that.
3.2 seconds.
It's like, where did all the stars go on the backside? Oh, black hole.
Oh, I can't believe he said that. I can.
I can. I totally can.
I said, you haven't listened to this podcast. I was like, I can't believe it.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this Wonder Woman story arc.